The views expressed in this podcast are solely those of the individuals being interviewed and do not necessarily represent those of the Greater Winter Haven Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to It's Happening in the Haven. I'm your host, Brianna Price. Each episode, I get the privilege to speak to the amazing people taking Winter Haven and its surrounding Central Florida area to the next level. We're future-focused, celebrating our entrepreneurial history and leveraging it for our bright future ahead. This podcast is made possible through the generous support of our sponsors who believe in advancing commerce and community here in Winter Haven.
The Low Payment Kings have four locations here in Polk County, Florida, along with three locations in Michigan, Ohio, so we can serve you more and save you more. We buy more so we can save you more. We're proud and excited to announce this year the Low Payment Kings Used Vehicle Buying Center, located on Avenue K in the heart of Central Florida. Also, if you get in an accident, the Low Payment Kings will be happy to take care of you at our Winter Haven Collision Center. If you hit a deer, bring it here. If you hit a truck, you're in luck. Come to the Winter Haven Collision Center and let the Low Payment Kings take care of your vehicle. The Low Payment Kings are very proud and excited to be part of the fastest growing county in the state of Florida and one of the fast growing counties in the country, Polk County, Florida. We look forward to serving all the residents of Florida with all your automotive needs. On behalf of the Low Payment Kings, I hope you all roar, soar, and do more in 24.
On today's episode, I speak with Gene Conrad, who is the president and CEO of Aerospace Center for Excellence and Sun and Fun Fly-In. Gene shares about the incredible programming ACE offers, the details of the 50th fly-in at Sun and Fun happening this April, and the economic impact of the aviation industry right here in Polk County. Welcome to the podcast, Gene.
Thank you, Brianna. Appreciate you having me. Look forward to the discussion today.
Absolutely. I'm very excited to jump into this conversation. There is so much going on at the Aerospace Center for Excellence. And obviously in the springtime, you guys have Sun and Fun.
Yes, we do.
So there's a lot of fun things going on. And I'm excited to kind of jump in and learn more because I think a lot of people will be surprised at a lot of the new things you have coming. So we want them to be updated and ready for all that you guys have in 2024. But before we get started, for people who might not know you, Gene, give us the rundown. Have you lived in Polk County? Have you lived in Lakeland all your life? What's the deal?
So I moved to Polk County in January of 2010.
Okay.
So I came here to run the Lakeland Linder, what is the international airport now?
Lakeland-Linder. Wow, yes, very
back
exciting.
Back in January of 2010. Mm-hmm. So, ran the airport for about 12 years, and now I've been over at the Aerospace Center for Excellence and Sun and Fun for almost two. It'll be 2 years in March, actually. So.
Oh, congrats.
Yes, thank you. So they haven't fired me yet. So
hey,
a good run already. But I will tell you the reason I came here to Polk County is, long story short, I was born in Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
Okay.
So the largest air show or flying in the country is in Oshkosh.
Right.
So I grew up there. My father was an airport director. He ran that airport when I was a kid.
Wow.
So I grew up around EAA, which is the Experimental Aircraft Association. And our organization, Sun and Fun, grew up out of EAA 50 years ago.
Wow.
Right? So we'll get to that. But back to just my story real quick. So grew up, father being airport director. We left Oshkosh when I was 11, moved to Huntsville, Alabama. He ran the airport there. And then he ended up running the airport in Dayton, Ohio.
International Airport. From Ohio. That's fun.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Columbus.
Oh, I went to Ohio State. So I'm not an Ohio
kidding.
State fan. Oh,
darn it. Come on.
I'm an Auburn fan.
Gene, I thought you were going to be the whole package.
No, sorry.
Oh, darn.
I'm a SEC football guy.
You know what?
So.
That's okay. Not a lot of people are Buckeyes fans, so I can't fault
yes,
you for that.
My son is, though. So he was born in Dayton, so he's a diehard Buckeye. Yes,
okay.
He is.
That's
he's,
awesome.
He's all right. So. No, but he ran the airport in Dayton. I went to Auburn my first 2 years, finished up at Ohio State, but I started my airport career actually at Port Columbus.
Okay.
In Columbus, Ohio. Then I moved to Dayton when my father's there. Unfortunately, he passed away in 2005. But I worked at Dayton, and then I worked for a private airport company. We built the $155 million airport in Branson, Missouri.
Wow.
So I was there for about a year and 7 months, and then up at EAA, so I volunteer up at the air show every year for the last 35 years of my life. So I'm 48, so just to put in context, so a long time.
Huh.
But in the summer of 2009, I learned that the job, the airport director job, was open in Lakeland.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason I had interest in the job was because Son of Fun was at the airport, right?
Speaks for itself.
So I was like, hey, that seems interesting. So a young person, I was 33 at the time. And then when I got the job, I was 34 years old, showed up here in January 2010, and here we are. But the only reason I moved here to Polk County to run the airport was because of Son of Fun. So then fast forward 12 years at the airport and now 2 years at Son & Fun. So a lot of people would ask or were questioning, like, why did you leave the airport? Well, my predecessor decided to retire. We had a great run at the airport. Lots of great things have happened out there and had a great team.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Son & Fun was the reason I even came. So
that's crazy.
Here we are.
That's a full circle moment.
That is a full circle moment.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's really fun to hear someone who... I mean, you've been in aviation pretty much your entire life.
I don't know anything else.
Which is wild. You know, you don't really hear that a lot of, you know, you started as obviously a young child seeing that and then having interest in something your dad was doing. And here you are.
Here we are.
Such a robust aviation career.
It is. So I will tell you, sometimes I worry because, again, I'm only 48 years old. It's like, what am I going to do with the rest of my life? Because I still have 20 plus years probably of a career left.
And well, guess what? You never know.
Yeah, you
never
know
what's on the horizon.
Yep.
Son and Fun today, who knows tomorrow?
Yeah, but you know, the big thing right now is we're just laser focused. It's our 50th. So it's our 50th fly-in.
Wow.
It's actually our 50th anniversary too. So our organization started in 1974. And trust me, I've been questioned about this a lot, so I'm just going to lay it
out. Yes, go for it.
So our organization started in 1974. So our 50th anniversary is December of this year.
Right.
But our 50th fly-in is in April because our first fly-in was in January of 1975.
Got it.
So just for people that I've been challenged again quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
So when it's your first annual, you start with one that year. When you're born...
Yes.
You're not one until you've gone through the first full year or an anniversary, right? So that's the difference. So I've been questioned on it a gazillion times. So it's our 50th flying, but it's also our 50th anniversary in December. So just
all hearts are clear.
Yeah, so you go.
If you're listening, you heard this is the answer. So no more asking Gene
about
it.
And maybe I'm wrong. And maybe you're like, Gene, you don't even know what you're talking about.
You're
but I've gone through it. I've looked at Google a million times because I just got questioned on it on social media
this past
weekend. So
there's always one, Gene.
There's always one. Yes.
So see, you've cleared the air.
I've cleared
now
the air.
Now everybody knows.
There you go.
In 50 years. Wow.
50 years.
What an amazing thing.
Yeah. And you know, our organization... we're a 501c3 not-for-profit, right? So we have two 501c3s.
Okay.
So just to kind of lay this out as
yes.
well. So we had, historically, about 8 years ago, we had Son & Fun Flying, Inc., which is one 501c3.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had the Florida Air Museum, Inc.
Okay.
So now everybody hears about Aerospace Center for Excellence and Son & Fun.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened was the board decided, again, maybe it was 5 or 6 years ago, I was at the airport doing other things, but... they took the Florida Air Museum, Inc., and turned that into Aerospace Center for Excellence. So that's now the parent company. And then so Son & Fun Flying, Inc. is a subsidiary.
I gotcha. Okay.
Got it?
Yeah.
Right? Because when you think about it, all of our educational programs, which we'll get into, they're very robust. But people generally don't want to give to a fly-in or, you know, an air show, right? So our educational programs obviously are very mature now. And so that was very smart on the part of the board. Now, granted, I work for them, so I'm giving them a shout-out.
Yes,
they're
as
smart,
you should.
Right?
As you should.
You know, so again, Aerospace Center for Excellence and the subsidiary Son & Fun Flying, Inc. Now, Son & Fun generates 80% of our revenue for the year.
80%,
yes.
Gene?
So people ask me, what's the difference from working at the airport, right, working for the government versus going to Son & Fun? It's a big difference because at the airport or any other business, you can basically, you're planning your year month to month.
Mm-hmm.
Right, or by month, you know how much you're going to generate in revenue or whatever you predicted. Ours, 80% is in 6 days.
That's insane.
It's a little some sleepless nights already because we're 84 days out from the fly-in at this point.
The countdown begins.
And so, you know, but in 6 days, we have to generate 80% of our revenue. So
there's pressure.
There's plenty of pressure.
there's a lot of pressure.
But so when you think about it, you know, again, Aerospace Center for Excellence, Son & Fun, I would say sometimes, you know, I tell my team we have brand schizophrenia.
Yeah.
Right? Because we have Aerospace Center for Excellence, we have Son & Fun, the Lakeland Aero Club is out there. We can talk about that.
Yeah.
Elevate, which is our logistics and, you know, aerospace incubator. Then we have Travis Career College, the Central Florida Aerospace Academy. Yeah. So we just have a lot going on out there. But again, parent company's ACE, Aerospace Center for Excellence, and then Sun and Fun.
Yeah, that's actually a good explanation. And is there anything else that you want to mention about ACE specifically for the listeners who may not know what ACE is specifically?
Well, ACE is, again, you know, the parent company, but it houses, you know, all of our educational programming.
Right.
So, again, to provide some additional clarity, so the Central Florida Aerospace Academy, which is our high school that's on our campus, actually opened in 2008. And then our 58,000 square foot building that sits there today was paid for by a gentleman by the name of Mr. James Ray, who came to Lakeland, saw our program in a small facility at that time and wrote a check that day for $7.5 million.
Are you serious?
And we built that building. Yes.
Wow. So you must have been doing something right.
Yeah, but it wasn't me. It was others, obviously.
Wow.
But, you know, that program, he was quite enthralled, impressed
with
what the partners had put together. So this was Sun and Fun at the time and also the Polk County Public Schools.
Right.
Right. And you know, put together the Central Florida Aerospace Academy. You know, James Ray came. We built the school. Now our special partnership with Polk County Public Schools is we own the building.
Okay.
Polk County Public Schools pays us a lease payment each month. Those monies go into our foundation, Central Florida Aerospace Academy Foundation. And that's where how we provide our scholarships to our future pilots. Right.
Okay.
So we have a pilot program, scholarship program.
Right.
So any kid that goes to that school or lives in the county can get their private pilot's certificate paid for free. 100%. And it costs anywhere from $10,000 to $12,000.
Wow.
And at this time, we have 175 certificated pilots through that program. And then also each year at the end, our graduating seniors, we award $100,000 in college scholarships as well through that program.
That is amazing. And it's funny because that actually was one of my questions, is how it impacts local students.
Yes.
That's a huge impact.
But what's awesome for our Winter Haven listeners, right? And you may or may not know, there is now a Central Florida Aerospace Academy Winter Haven.
It's true.
At Gilbert Field at the Winter Haven Airport.
And that just opened 2023.
It's been there for a couple of years. So they just,
maybe.
So last April, we all had the ribbon cutting for the portables that
right.
were put out there.
Okay.
But
what's
next is we're all collectively working together again to build a brick and mortar Central Florida Aerospace Academy in Winter Haven at the airport. So that's next on the horizon.
That's awesome.
So that's a big, big deal. Because when you think about the county, we're the fourth largest county in the state, size of Rhode Island. Everybody's heard that, right?
Yes.
Just driving over here was, 30 minutes for me today? But I live on the far west side of Polk County, next to Hillsborough County right there. You know, but there's, 250,000 in the Lakeland metro area, but there's another 500,000 on this side of the county on
the
east side. So it's
a
big
deal,
and we can't serve everybody, so this is a huge, huge win for all of us and our kiddos that want to get into, whether they want to be a pilot or not. Aerospace is great. You know, it's obviously STEM-based programming, so science, technology, engineering, and math. Hopefully I spit that out right.
You did, I think.
You know, but, you know, it just provides more opportunities for the kids, you know, on this side of the county. So
yeah, I was really sad because, well, I wasn't really sad. I was actually about to have my baby when the ribbon cutting happened, because I think that was, you said April, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I had my baby May 5th, and I was just so pregnant that I was like, I can't do anything right now.
Yeah.
But I was so sad to miss that ribbon cutting, because that was felt so monumental to be able to offer that programming to Winter Haven students as well. And obviously, there's a lot of, you know, people in Lakeland able to access that programming as well. Is there anything in particular that you want to share about that programming? Anything extra that maybe we missed?
Well, there's a lot, so I can.
There is a
to
lot, I'm sure.
All of this.
Yeah.
So, Central Florida Aerospace Academy, but also now, back in August of 2021, we opened. That's now connected to the Florida Air Museum, the Skylab Innovation Center.
Oh, I don't think I know what that is.
So in this new center, so we did a capital campaign. We raised about $5 million to build this facility. And so when you come in now, if you've been out to, you know, the Sun and Fun Expo campus, you know, we used to have a building that was off to the side. So you had the museum, and then there's open airspace, and then there's another building which housed this, the ICOF conference room. There's elevators in there, and that's attached to our outdoor pavilion. But in the middle between the two facilities is just open air with some brick pavers and whatnot. So we built this facility that filled in that open air space. And then we built, I think it's about another 8,000 square feet on the front of the Florida Air Museum. and it's the Skylab Innovation Center now. So now we have the museum's one of the labs, but we have four purpose-built labs now. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what's happening? So in these labs, we have the Redbird Flight Simulation Lab. So we have about 25 flight simulators in there. So when our field trips come through, the kids can put their hands on them. There's one instructor in the back and control all of the 25. So the kids aren't doing their own thing. But over a 30-minute period, it gives them the opportunity to feel like they can fly.
That's right? Cool.
They can do this.
Yeah.
In our second lab, we have the Siemens Aerospace Engineering Lab. So Siemens donated well over $1 million worth of equipment, you know, so they can do CAD, they can do various things. I can't even speak intelligently about it. There's so much stuff.
It sounds like there's so much happening in a good way.
There's 3D printing in there and all kinds of things for the kiddos to get their hands on. Then we have the UAS or drone lab.
Okay.
Right. So, you know, drones or, you know, unmanned aerial vehicles are a big, big thing right now.
Yeah.
So they can go in there. They can do, you know, kind of search and rescue things. They can... We have a model that we have on the floor that can fly the drone over it, take pictures, go back to their tables as a team, right, and identify what they need to address or what building they may need to go in because it was damaged, things like that.
Wow.
So it's really cool.
Yeah.
And then we have our fourth one is called Science on a Sphere. And there's only about, I want to say, about 100 of them in the world.
Okay.
And so it's a big room. And there's a big composite ball in the middle, and there's four projectors. So we can project the planets on there. You can project weather. You can teach kids about the Coriolis effect and all of that so they can have a better understanding, you know, the moon and the sun and the relationship, with, you know, when there's an eclipse and all that. So it is just a cool, cool facility. If you haven't been out there, you got to come see it.
It sounds like I need a tour as soon as possible.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
But with that now, and again, with our another great partnership with Polk County Public Schools and our Polk County Airport, so with Lakeland Linder, with Bartow Executive, with Winter Haven, and also Lake Wales, they raised quite a bit of money, tens of thousands of dollars. So 4,000 fifth graders are coming through Skylab Innovation Center this year. And the reason we had to raise the money, because transportation is always an issue,
again,
a big county.
Think about that.
So we're busing all these fifth graders in Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday every single week. Over 4,000 will come through Skylab this year.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And they're just able to get their hands on all of that stuff?
Yeah, so we have purpose-built field trips for the fifth graders. Now, granted, if you're a homeschooler, right, if you're homeschooled and the parents are out there listening, we can set up field trips for them as well for charter schools, magnet schools, whatever. But for the fifth graders specifically in our Polk County Public Schools, putting this fifth grade program is a big, big deal because, you know, fifth grade is kind of that sweet spot to get them engaged and get their brains thinking, because we have, you know, aviation, pre-aviation academies in some of our middle schools too now. I think we're going for, we'll have four next year to prep them and have these middle schools available to put them into CFA at Winter Haven and CFA in Lakeland. So a lot to unpack here.
That
so
is a lot.
Right? So.
Well, Gene, you're so on it because you're basically saying everything before I'm even able to ask it. Because I was going to ask why, you know, being involved with students is such a priority. And obviously a little bit of that is just being able to show them at a young age the possibilities. I feel like a lot of times, and we talk about this with our youth leadership program, kids, even students who are 11th graders, they have no idea what they want to do. And not even mostly because they don't know what's out there. You know what I mean? Especially, I feel that maybe students don't know what's here in Polk County specifically, because we obviously want to keep that talent here in Polk County if we can. So being able to capture those students and show them this is what's possible right here in Polk County. You don't have to go to Orlando. You don't have to go to Tampa. You can stay here.
And I think what's important too to kind of, again, unpack and kind of put all this into context is when you look at our local airports, again, we have four airports in Polk County. And when I arrived back in 2010, like the total economic impact for all four of those airports is about $350 million. Today, it's about $1.9 billion. So when you think about all the investment that's gone into all of the airports, all the new aviation-type businesses that are at the airport, when you just talk about Lakeland, you got Amazon Air that's out there, obviously, NOAA, the Hurricane Hunters, Draken, all the A&P, aircraft and airframe businesses, power plant businesses, right, that are working on aircraft and maintaining aircraft. There's over just Lakeland alone, there's over 3,000 people working there every single day.
Wow.
Now, people don't know that because there's commercial service coming to Lakeland.
Which is very exciting, yes.
But a lot of people don't have relationships with our airports unless they have an airplane that's stored out there, or they're a pilot, or they're working at one of those facilities. So they're like, why do I need the airport? Why isn't it important? But our airports, the economic impact is gigantic now, right? And when you think about then getting back to our programming, we need pilots, we need mechanics, we need air traffic controllers, we need management folks, like, you know, aviation management, like pick your poison, marketing people, air traffic controllers, I think I already said that, but we just need a lot of people, and there's a lot of businesses already in Polk, so great, we'd love for them to stay, but it also gives them and provides them an opportunity to do other things really all over the world, because there's a need everywhere.
I haven't flown actually in a couple of years. I can't remember when the last time I've flown. And I have a little bit of an interesting relationship with flying because I don't super love airplanes. Mm-hmm. Although I will say a couple of years ago, I spontaneously got onto a seaplane, which was so out of character, but so fun.
Yep.
So aviation has always been such an interesting thing to me. And I know that there's a huge need for aviators. And like you said, there's so many facets of aviation. You know, people think of just a pilot, but obviously there's a lot of other things that go into aviation than just piloting.
There's so much. I mean, we need lawyers, right? Yeah. We need engineers. I mean, when I was at Lakeland, I mean, we probably did close to $300 million worth of projects, right? A lot of them were pavement projects, but we need engineers. We need architects.
Yeah.
I mean, in aviation, and there are specific engineering firms that just work on airports. There are specific architectural firms or engineering firms are needing architects to partner with the airports to help us build buildings, right? We built NOAA, you know, a $30 million facility. I mean, just all the trades that have to go into it. It's pretty impressive. So there's just, again, you don't have to be a pilot. I'm not a pilot, by the way.
That's
true. A lot of people are surprised by that. You know, but things happen in life and you do what you do.
Yeah. Getting your pilot's license is probably very expensive.
It is. Well, it's $10,000 to $12,000 to do it. That's why we provide the scholarship.
Right. Which is an insane opportunity for students.
It is an insane. And again, you don't have to go be an airline pilot.
Right.
You may want to be a corporate pilot, right?
Yeah.
Or you've got that life skill at a young age, at 17, you soloed and then you get your private pilot certificate. I mean, it's just a great life skill, whether you become an airline pilot or not.
Right.
Right. It really, I mean, it's up to you, and we're going to love you no matter what.
See.
You know, coming through our programs, we just want everybody to do great things. But again, you know, these programs are somewhat, you know, when you think about sustainability, you know, when I was back in the airport world, everybody's talking about being green, obviously, and we want to be good stewards of the environment.
Yeah.
And we had solar farms out at Lake and Linder and all that good stuff. But when I ran the airport, when I talked about sustainability, it was what about the next generation? Because where are we going to get these folks?
We always
supported all the programs at Sun and Fun and ACE. And now that I'm over there, hopefully you can tell I'm pretty passionate about
you
it because
tell.
It is important. And when you think about, too, with CFAA starting back in 2008, thousands of kids now have come through our program. So we're starting an alumni association.
Oh, really?
Because we need them to come back.
Yeah.
We need them to pay it forward, volunteer, be a part of what we're doing. Because Sun and Fun, we're a volunteer organization. I think I didn't mention this earlier, but 2,500 volunteers show up each March or April, to help us put on this fly-in. So these kids coming back, it is really, really important. And, you know, to be a part of what we're doing and tell their story.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to be rich, right, or have a lot of discretionary income or funds to have to go out to go be a pilot or to get into aviation. There's a lot of stories of folks, and they don't come from a lot, but, you know, they got all their hours built up. And now Philip Harrington, for example, one of the first kids who came through our program, he's flying right seat in for Delta on A321, and he's 29 years old.
Wow, that's cool.
Yep.
I'm sure you hear stories like that all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So what grades are able to go through the programs that you guys offer? I know you mentioned fifth grade will be coming through.
Yeah, so
and
fifth
then
grade.
High schoolers,
so
our
field trips are really set up for whatever grade. So again, if charter schools or homeschoolers coming through, it's set up for whatever grade.
Right.
And then also in the Florida Air Museum, each Tuesday, as we're talking about the younger kids, because we're talking about ages, right?
Yep.
So we want to get them as early as possible with story time Tuesdays. 10 a.m. So I think it's Tuesday, right? Almost.
It
10
is.
10 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, 10 minutes would be story time. But that's for the 2 to 5 year olds.
So
cute. Eric Crump, who's
Eric
our...
Eric Crump. We love Eric Crump.
Yeah, Eric. I hired Eric from Polk State College Aerospace.
Wow.
He built the program there.
Yes.
So I said before I was going over to Sun and Fun and ACE to take the job, I was like, Eric, are you coming? Because if you're not coming, I'm not going. So
Eric is so fun. We love talking to Eric.
Yeah, but Eric and his wife, Jenny Lynn, actually put on story time every Tuesday. And we have anywhere from 70 to 80
little kiddos? My goodness.
So we want to get them as young as possible.
Yeah.
And because of the success of this program, last year at Son and Fun, we raised funds during what we called the Bash, which is our annual fundraiser during Son and Fun. We have a big dinner auction,
That
stuff. We raised enough money to where we're building a playground now that's an aviation theme that's attached to the Florida Air Museum. So when the kiddos come, you know, they can do story time.
Yeah.
Then they go play. They can eat lunch, hang out, and just have a good time.
That is so fun.
Yes.
You guys are really touching every age.
We're trying.
Two to five is...
Our mantra is cradle to cockpit.
Hey,
right?
That
again,
is a good mantra.
You don't have to be a pilot,
yeah.
But cradle, we want to get them as early as possible.
Wow.
We want them to be a part of what we're doing and grow up with us.
That's cool.
Because the next real piece, when you think about it, like, this isn't going to happen anytime soon. But with the high school, which is 9 through 12, you know, we're looking at a K through 8 school as well.
Wow. That's really cool.
That will
cool.
feed and we'll just... It'll all be right there on our campus.
What an amazing asset to have. And obviously, you're always thinking about the future because you have to, you know?
Yep.
And you want to grab those kiddos as young as you can. And even if they just think aviation is a fun, cool thing, you know, that's, I think that's a win at that
point.
But
it just opens their eyes. And again, be an engineer. That's great.
Yeah.
I mean, but it opens their eyes to what's possible because it's all at their fingertips.
Right.
Hello, I'm Greg Littleton, President and CEO of Citizens Bank and Trust. We are proud to be a sponsor for Season 8 of It's Happening in the Haven. At Citizens Bank and Trust, we take great pride in being Polk County's bank, founded and frostproof in 1920 and now in our third generation of family ownership. Our team members also work, live, and give back to the local communities we serve. One of the ways we give back is as a presenting sponsor of Community Fest. This family-focused local event is just one of the activities that makes Winter Haven a premier destination for families. If you're looking for a community bank with a heart for people, I invite you to stop by any of our conveniently located offices or visit us at citizens-bank.com. At Citizens Bank and Trust, we're proud to be your bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, we can't talk about ACE without talking about Sun and Fun, which you've kind of already alluded to.
Yes.
So it's coming up in April, right?
April 9th through the 14th.
Yes. And I was reading it's Florida's largest convention.
Yes.
Which is kind of crazy because I'm sure Florida has a lot of conventions.
Yes.
Which I heard there's some special guests in the lineup and obviously a lot going on. So kind of give us the highlights of what our listeners need to know because I'm sure everybody listening is going to want to come by. So
sure.
Give us the highlights, Gene.
Well, the big thing for our local, for your local fans, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Opening night, April 9th. So we'll have, the show starts, the gates open at 9 a.m.
Right.
On April 9th. So we have our daily air show, which is from 1 to 5, but at 6 o'clock, 6 p.m.
Drum roll, please.
On the Warbird Ramp, Trace Atkins with special guest Sarah Evans.
That's amazing.
Yes.
When I heard that, I was like, first of all, what?
Yes.
That's
so
amazing.
A lot of people don't know about it yet. I mean, some people do.
Yeah.
We haven't started our marketing yet because we don't want to like wear people out
this
stuff. So we're
timing is everything.
We're tempering, even though I don't want to temper it. I'm being told by our marketing firm, CNP.
Yeah. Oh,
which
CNP.
Is here in Winter
yes.
Haven,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Alex Nickdell and the team.
They're rock stars.
Yeah, they told me to, you know, slow down, Gene. Relax.
I know, but it's exciting.
It is exciting.
Trace Atkins is kind of a big deal. So is Sarah Evans. So
Sarah will open the show at 6.
Okay.
She'll play for an hour. And then they have to change the stage and get the new, you know, their instruments, change out the instruments. And then Trace will start about 7:25, 7:30 and go to 9 o'clock. So that's our opening. So all-day air show, 500 exhibitors that come each year. So what do we have, 80,000 square foot of exhibit space plus all the outdoor exhibit space. Our footprint, so just right now on the airport is about 177 acres we sit on that we lease from the airport.
Mm-hmm.
But during the event, we spread out to 800 acres.
My goodness.
So it's a giant event.
It's giant.
Yeah, and it's our 50th.
So you have to go big.
We're going big.
They brought Trace Atkins, y'all, for the 50th. This is exciting.
Go big or go home.
Yes.
And it's $45. Right, it's $45 for a ticket. So
which really isn't
you get
that much.
All day entertainment plus the concert, right?
Right.
And it's $10 for parking. So you can do all this online, but we encourage everybody prepaid online parking.
Okay.
So get it online. Mm-hmm. We'll have scanners out in the parking lot. Get everybody into parking quick. Kids 10 and under are free. Youth admission is $20, so 11 to 17 is $20.
Okay.
You know, so very, very reasonable for all day entertainment. And then, you know, for the kiddos, talking about all of our year-round stuff that we do at the event specifically for the young folks, we have a program called Junior Aces.
Okay.
And so when they show up, we have a Junior Aces tent where we have different exhibits that are available for the kiddos to go through, whether it's building little radios.
Cute.
Right, that you can and actually work, and you can tune in and listen to the radio.
That's
or
really
listen
cool.
to air traffic control, for example. The FAA will be there with simulations. We like if you wanted to be an air traffic controller, mm-hmm. do things like that. Siemens is there with different, you know, hands-on types of exhibits and activities.
How fun!
So we have Junior Aces in a big tent that's right at our front door, plus at Beulah Restoration Center, which is just down the road, because we want people to. We want the young folks to go to the Junior Aces tent, then mm-hmm. to Beulah, then to Skylab, because once you do all that, then we give you a toolkit once you go through, and it's pretty legit.
Mm-hmm.
This is a cool toolkit. It's like real, like you would want it in your house, like I have one, that you can actually, you know, it's got the screwdriver and different
really
things in it, and you're going to
want
to use it. So.
Well, can I be a Junior Ace for the day?
You cannot. You're too
darn
old.
It.
I'm sorry.
Darn it.
No, but I mean, that's, you know, during the event, you know, during the fly-in, you know, it's for everyone. Again, it's
right.
not just the, you know, the pilots that are coming in to, you know, go to visit all the exhibitors and find all the new latest technology and buy new avionics and stuff like that. It's for everyone. So we encourage everyone to come out. But it's 6 days.
It's crazy.
And then on Wednesday, so typically our night shows, so we have a night show on Wednesday, but mm-hmm. we also have one on Saturday. But with Saturday, we usually end with fireworks.
Okay.
And we will again this year.
Fun.
And they're bigger and better than ever. Last year was amazing. I don't know if anybody saw them, but it's top-notch stuff. It's
That's
like
exciting.
One of a kind. But we're also doing on Wednesday, we're also doing fireworks.
Okay.
So if you can't make it Saturday or you don't want to fight the crowds, come out Wednesday as well,
because
you're
going to
get the full night show with fireworks as well, because it's our 50th.
You have to go big.
We're celebrating.
Yeah.
Because 50 years for a not-for-profit to make it for 50 years. And we appreciate all the support we always receive from the city of Lakeland, from Polk County, all the communities here. It's a big, big deal, but we are going to celebrate.
As you should. 50
time.
Years is yes. such a something to be proud of.
Yep, absolutely. Thunderbirds will be here this year.
That's exciting.
So that's our jet team. Lots of warbirds. I know people love warbirds, so mm-hmm. World War II type aircraft in
yeah.
Korea and Vietnam. Big contingent of warbirds coming this year. So
yeah.
We're looking forward to it. It's going to be phenomenal.
Yeah, I have really fond memories, actually, of being young, a kiddo, and going out to Sun and Fun with my dad and my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And just drinking lemonade and walking around and
yep.
seeing all the airplanes. I mean, I didn't know what half the airplanes were, but just it's so crazy that these giant things go up in the air. And
yep.
I don't know why. It's just so mind-boggling for me. But being out there, like you said, you don't have to even want to be a pilot to go out there and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, there's entertainment for everybody,
yeah.
and it's a good time. You know, so, hey, you know, and again, when you think about it, you know, the funds that, you know, I know it's people are, you know, everybody pinches pennies and we're worrying
yeah.
about the economy or whatever's
right.
going on in our lives, but, you know, those funds go right back into our programming. So it costs a lot to
yes.
put on this event. So I know some people who question, oh, it's $45, it's a lot. Yes. But also it costs us, it's very expensive
yeah.
to put on this event, and our net proceeds, everything we generate off of the event go right back into Aerospace Center
right.
for Excellence and our programming. So you're giving back to your community. And, you know, even though Sun and Fun's an international event and we have people from around the world and around the United States that are
mm-hmm.
coming to the event, again, those net proceeds are going back into programming for our communities.
Right.
Right, and our families.
Yeah.
And that's why it's important. It's not going to, you know, who knows where. It goes right back in our programming for our local community. So it's really, really important. And we, again, appreciate everybody that can make it out this year. It's going to be great.
Yeah, I think it's important that you said that, because it is easy to think, well, it's so expensive, which
yep.
I really don't think it's that expensive, actually.
Well,
when you
I
think
went
about
to, like, Enchant,
getting.
For example.
Yeah.
And me and my wife and
uh-huh.
my son, we went to Enchant. It was $250.
That's crazy.
We were only there for about 3 hours. That's as long as we could make
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Right?
So it's like.
I mean, so it's like.
Yeah.
I know, but it's, you know, thinking about going to Disney, it's like so expensive. But
yeah.
this year, the entertainment value, it's just
yeah.
off the charts.
It's
so.
Such a great time. I have really fond memories. I
yeah.
think it's worth every penny.
Oh.
And it's really cool, all the stuff you're doing for the 50th.
And
it's
then just for our young families, too, because I have a 3-year-old.
Yes.
Right. So I have a young one. And we have in what we call Future in Flight Plaza, which is close to Junior Aces, where the kiddo activity is. We have the Family Oasis tent.
Ooh.
So this is for the young families,
okay,
especially the moms and dads,
mm-hmm.
right, to get out of the sun, get in an air-conditioned tent free of charge,
really?
To just take a break.
That's amazing.
The kids, you know, you know, mothers may need to breastfeed or do something like
Absolutely.
That. It's a respite. It's an area to where they can get away from the hustle and bustle. We'll have an outdoor courtyard so the kids can run around and act crazy, right? And just kind of, and the parents can sit back for a minute and take a break in a shaded area. But the tent is air conditioned.
That's the main thing.
And we'll have an air conditioned, what I call Cadillac comfort station too, Cadillac potty.
That'll
be right there with it too. So really, you know, want the families to come out and we're
You guys have thought of everything.
Well, I don't know about that. But we did surveys last year. It was my first year last year, really.
Yeah.
With the show. So we want to make sure this is our first year producing this tent in this area. So we hope, you know, the young families will be able to come out because we want them to stay. Like, they'll get there and the kids get worn out so you can take a break, get out of the sun, right, for a little bit, but get ready for the air show at 1 o'clock. So we want them to be able to make that long.
Right.
It's a long day.
It is a long day, especially for a young family. I get that because my
baby's. We'll have more shaded areas, more picnic tables and places for people to sit and take a break and get out of the sun. So. Because we want them to stay throughout the day.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good that you guys did a little survey because, you want the local people to come and enjoy and stay.
But, hey, be careful what you wish for, right? Because surveys, you get the good, bad, and the ugly.
That's true.
But if we don't ask, we don't know, and we can't fix it.
So. Yeah. There are pros and cons to that. But that's awesome that you guys are listening and kind of, you know, including some new things to hopefully capture some more people for a little bit longer.
Absolutely.
Because I can tell you with an eight-month-old, it's hard to stay anywhere super long.
Yes. So I have a 16-year-old, so you kind of forget what it was like to have a young one.
Yeah.
But now having another young one.
He's three years old, boisterous.
He's gonna be four, yes. And so I know what it takes and what is needed and what makes mommy happy or dad, you know, so... It's important.
Yeah, that perspective is very helpful. So from all the moms out there, thanks, Gene, because
hopefully it's up to your standards. But hey, but we want to hear. Oh, and then even if you come out at night, so here's something.
Okay.
So we have a VIP tent that's called the 927 Club.
Okay.
So you can buy, you know, it's an air-conditioned tent. It's gigantic. You can get fed all day. There's beverages, all kinds of stuff like that. But on Sunday or in the evenings— Right. If you wanted to come out even for the Trace Atkins concert, if you have a young one, not little ones, but Carol Lee, which is like they do, I don't know everything about their company, but they do daycare and stuff like that. They're going to be out in the evenings. So if you wanted to leave your young one behind.
Oh, wow.
And like for the Trace Atkins concert or for the fireworks, unless they want to watch, which is
great. Right,
or come out and enjoy an evening. We have on our grass strip, we have what's called the Sunset Aerial Circus. So aircraft taking off on grass and doing various cool things.
Fun.
If you want to come out in the evening and just be the mom and dad be together, your partner or whatever, you can the kiddo can go over there and they have daycare. Now you have to pay and I don't know how much it costs yet.
Yeah.
But for that experience, you know, to...
But if you want a little date night
little
and you want
night,
maybe
you
your kid
that.
To be busy doing something else,
yes, a little
what a
date
great
night.
Idea.
Or on Sunday, we have in our 927 Club, we have brunch.
Okay.
So you can come out there, leave the kiddos with grandma or something
Everybody
like that.
Everybody loves brunch.
Yep. Yes, you can come out and have brunch and have a good time.
Wow.
Enjoy the show just by yourselves on Sunday, which the crowd's much smaller.
Yeah.
On Sunday, much more
that's
manageable.
That's good to know.
And good for folks.
Well, I mean, I said it before, but it really does seem like you thought of everything.
We're trying.
Yeah. I mean, that's awesome. So I don't remember if you said this, Gene, but over 200,000 people come to the fly-in. So what is it about Sun and Fun that makes it, again, Florida's largest convention? People are obviously coming. Again, you're doing something right because people want to come and hang out.
Yep.
So what makes Sun and Fun so special and so loved by so many people?
Well, I think it's the, you know, it's, again, the volunteers.
Yeah.
Because we would be nowhere without our volunteers and the people we call pioneers, the people that were there from day one, right? Very, very important. All the people that came before myself, you know, all the blood, sweat, and the tears. But everybody comes back every year because, real quick, Paul Poberesny was the founder of the Experimental Aircraft Association up in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, right? They've been doing that for over 70 years up there. But, you know, he always said it's, you know, everybody comes for the airplanes, but they keep coming back because of the people, right? So it's the friends, it's the camaraderie, it's the, hey, you know, a home-built aircraft, right? People that are actually building airplanes in their garages or in their hangars. Yes. I mean, we have hundreds of those aircraft that show up.
That's amazing.
They want to show off what their blood, sweat, and their tears.
Right.
They want to be with their friends. They want to see the latest and greatest in the industry. They want to buy that next kit, their next airplane. You know, so everybody in the industry is here. You know, but again, it's all about those relationships and friendships. That's why I go up to Oshkosh every year and volunteer because my friends are there. It's that blade of grass I want to go stand on every single year and it's there, you know, and it's a family reunion and that's really what it's all about. And for us, we're about a quarter the size of Air Venture, the big show up in Oshkosh. But, you know, it's our southern hospitality down
here, too.
And it's a much more manageable event for people to get around and enjoy. And, you know, it's really the big first aviation event every year. And with the winter they're already having up north of us, so it's going to be 77 here today. Yay for us.
Right, yay for us.
But up there it's below zero, and everybody's like, you got to be kidding me. So hopefully they're all planning to come down
seriously.
Here.
Yeah, seriously. Take
and
a break.
Join us in April. But again, it's all about the family experience and the relationships and the friendships that are built over all of these years. People that are camping, whether you fly in and camp next to your airplane, which they do.
That's cool.
Thousands of airplanes.
That's really cool.
Or you're bringing your RV and you camp, and they camp next to the same people every single year, and you'll have a good time. So that's what
it's all
about.
I love that. That makes it feel even more special. You know, it's not just about aviation, which is exciting, and there are so many exciting things happening in Polk County around aviation, which is great for us. But knowing that at the end of the day, I didn't even think about people who come back to see their friends. Yep. They're hanging out with their friends, having a good time.
And trust me, as airport director, as we made changes to the airfield, I'd always hear it because you just changed something. How can you do that? And I get it, being a volunteer at Oshkosh. Yeah. Every time there's a change, I get, you know, anxious and there's anxiety and, oh my God, what's going to happen? You know, but there's people at the helm that are really paying attention. Things are going to change over time. It's just natural, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, but this event, you know, again, being 50 years, we're actually just engaged in an engineering firm in partnership with Visit Central Florida.
Okay.
And Mark Jackson, Chris Caprios, Mark Zimmerman, and our friends over there. And then Lakeland Linder Airport. And then our engineering firm, CMT, to do a master site plan for Sun and Fun and the Aerospace Center for Excellence, our year-round activities for the next 50 years.
Wow.
Because the airport there at Lakeland's growing, right? Yeah, a lot's happening. New runway's going to come another 8 to 10 years, but we need to plan for our next 50 years. So we're doing that right now as well. And so when people come out, we'll have a tent for that where engineers will be, and they're going to give briefings on what the master site plan's about, why we're doing it, and people can opine and can leave comments, and we want them to be part of that process.
Wow.
But we're really, you know, we got a plan for... I love planning. It's kind of my trade, you know, from the airport world. But we got to plan and be prepared for the next 50 years and make sure this event's going to be here and be very, very healthy and robust.
Gene, that is no small feat to start planning for 50 years into future.
It'd be much easier to sit back and not be worrying about that right now. But now's the time, though.
Yeah.
You know, to get ready to go and.
Well, and you're talking about all these things that you're doing with students, and I mean. If you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to have people who are ready to, you know, grab the torch and keep running with it.
Yeah, but what's cool about this county, though, I'll tell you, is there's so many great folks and there's so many people that get it.
Yeah.
And there's so many partnerships and we've been able to create, you know, and whether when I was at the airport or now at Sun and Fun, you know, we can't do it without them.
Right.
You know, Polk County Public Schools, Visit Central Florida, the airports, our municipalities. I mean, there's so many partnerships, but everybody believes here.
Yeah.
You know, I remember when I first got here, everybody's like this east-west divide and all this other stuff. That stuff's dead.
Yeah.
It's all gone. I don't even hear that anymore.
It's really
about one Polk and, you know, that's a special place. We're growing super fast. We've got challenges, right? We've got roads and issues and all this other stuff. But it's just a great time to be here and a great place to raise a family, too.
Absolutely.
Now I'm getting off of the subject
here.
I mean, it's important.
It is important.
From an outsider, you know, coming in, I've been here for 14 years now, I guess, but, you know, it's a great place to live, raise a family.
And it's funny because I feel like this almost every time I talk to somebody on the podcast, at some point in the interview, whether I ask it or not, they will share about their experience with the people here and just how collaborative people are and warm and welcoming and how at the end of the day, you know, we might all have our differing opinions about things. But at the end of the day, we want Polk County to grow. And we do want to be a place that people come to play, stay, work, live, learn, you know, the whole thing. And so whether you live in Winter Haven or you live in Lakeland, we all want the same thing at the end of the day.
And I will tell you, I mean, I don't even think I don't believe I've ever thought, wow, I would love to go live in this city or what. I don't even think about it because this is home now.
Right.
This is it.
Yeah.
And we're in Florida.
In Florida. Yeah. You mentioned the weather. I don't even know what football game it was, but they were playing in like -12 degree weather.
It was just Kansas City and Miami Dolphins.
And I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, I like a little chill in the air, but that's just too much. So if you're listening and you are up north, Why don't you come on down in April and enjoy sun?
Although
and
it'll
fun.
Be 77 today. Tonight, I believe it's going to be 39.
See, that's the confusing part.
So, but that's fronts. That's just nature.
Yeah,
that's
you're
Mother
right.
Nature and fronts moving yeah. through. But I'll take 39 over minus 12.
You know
day.
What? You've got a good point there.
Yes.
And I'm sure the Northerners listening would agree with that. So
yes.
come and enjoy the Florida weather. We want you to come and hang out. So let me just ask, is there anything else coming up for ACE or Sun and Fun that's new, exciting, that we didn't talk about that you might want to share? Gene, you mentioned summer camps a little bit before we started recording. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so with all of our programming that we have on a year-round basis out at the Aerospace Center for Excellence, this past summer, historically we had done probably about 3 to 4 summer camps. This last summer we did 15.
15
oh summer camps,
gosh.
Right? So with Eric Crump coming on board and all of that and his team and our whole educational team, which they do a phenomenal job, they put together 15 summer camps this last year. And what's really cool is obviously it's for people here locally, right?
Right.
And we give scholarships too because some of them are pretty pricey.
Okay.
Because some of them, you know, you're going to get an aircraft, you're going to get an airplane flight, you're going to work, you know, there's all
wow.
kinds of opportunities with these. So we have scholarships that are available. So again, go to aceedu.org to our website when you sign up for the summer camps and you can apply for those scholarships. You know, but to have 15 scholarships or 15 summer camps,
yeah.
we had kids from all over the country. We had kids from California
really?
Flying with their families, right? So the kid went to, you know, a couple of the boys went to the summer camp for the
mm-hmm.
week while the rest of the family went and did stuff at the beach and other places.
Wow.
Kids from Michigan, you know, all over the country that came in for our summer camp. So they're here for our local folks, really, but people that follow us, you know, nationwide are
mm-hmm.
flying in and enjoying our summer camps as well because they're pretty cool.
That's amazing. And
yep.
Is that for any age, summer camp?
Next year will be from 6 to 17.
Okay.
Right?
Wow.
We also have an all-girls camp as well.
Okay.
You know, so if they're a little bit nervous about, you know, because generally, obviously, unfortunately, you know, female participation in aviation
yeah.
is much, much lower. So
right.
we, you know, and, you know, they'll be in all the camps, but we have a specific camp for our young ladies as well.
Wow.
So they can feel good about, you know, just being amongst their, you know,
yeah.
other young ladies and not worrying about other stuff. Because I was a little boy once, too, and I can imagine
yes.
having to deal with that. So
yeah, that's amazing. Well,
yep.
that's really cool that you guys are offering that. And 15 summer camps.
15 summer camps.
And is that because there were so many kids
There's
coming?
So much demand.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, we're already half full right now, too.
Oh my
so
gosh.
If you're even thinking about it, I would encourage
Do
you
to
get online, ACEDU, again, aceedu.org, you know, and get on there and register and get in there. So
wow, what an amazing little thing that people
yeah.
can do. That's awesome for our yep. students.
You know, I would encourage anybody to go to our website. If you're interested in coming to Sun and Fun, go to flysnf.org.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're interested in all of our educational programming, go to aceedu.org. So it's aceedu.org.
Okay.
And, you know, we just developed new websites last year or whatnot, and you can find information about our scholarship programs.
Yeah, you guys have it all there.
All of it is there.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't find what you need or you still have questions, you know, call us, let us know. You know, you can find my email there as well, or Eric Crump, or any of us, and we're
mm-hmm.
happy to answer and help people with whatever they're looking to get done. Because if you haven't grown up in aviation, it can be a little scary or daunting. Be like, whoa, how does all this work? But
mm-hmm.
we're happy to help, and we'll answer the questions and steer everybody in the right direction.
That's perfect. Yeah, you guys have a lot of information on your website. It was helpful to me because, again, I'm not necessarily an aviation guru of any sort.
Yep.
So going on there, you guys have wonderful information about the programming that you offer and all the fun stuff like Sun and Fun.
Absolutely.
So it's a great place. So if you're listening, definitely check out the website. But before we end, Gene, I know this is going to be a hard question, but what is your favorite thing about ACE/Sun and Fun?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know.
What is the favorite thing?
It's kind of a hard question because we just talked about so much, so how can you pick one thing?
Well, it's hard, too, because, you know, having the fly-in, then all of our educational programming. But I guess it would be, you know, when these young folks are coming through and you see them coming in and they don't know what to expect, but when you see them depart, you can see it in their
yeah.
eyes, right? I mean, it's special. Or when I'm like up in my office, because my team's offices are in the Skylab Innovation Center,
mm-hmm.
so it's open air.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, again, where we built the Skylab Innovation Center, it used to be open air, but inside the building now it's open air, it's 2-story.
Wow.
And we can hear the kids. right? So you might not have it. You might have a bad day or things not going the way you want them for that day. But to hear the kids downstairs and screaming and hooting and hollering and have a good time, and the young ones, it kind of puts things back into perspective and what's important.
Yeah. So. That is something that's really cool, to be able to see all those students and young people who are, you know, getting to experience all of these things for the first time, you know, and you've been in aviation for your whole life. So I'm sure some days it just feels kind of mundane, but being able to hear about those experiences of students who, like you said, they got it's like the light bulb went off, you know.
And when you think about it, too, all the thousands of kids that have come through that program and how the program's changed their lives, we're never going to know all the stories.
Right.
But just think about it. I mean, it's all the lives we've impacted, you know, in a positive way. I mean, whether they're in aviation or not, I mean, it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
I'm just proud to be a part of it and have the opportunity to be in the position I am to lead it. And just I worry every single day that hopefully we're doing a good enough job and doing it right to make sure it's around for another 50 years.
So. Well, I think you guys are doing a phenomenal job. It is so exciting to hear about all the things going on in Lakeland and in Winter Haven and all the things that'll come for other places too when it comes to aviation, because obviously there's a need. And you guys are doing your best to try to, you know, get ahead of that and capture some people and get people excited.
Oh, yeah. And I always tell my team too, I was like, you know, we're not perfect, but we need to put in perfect effort.
Exactly.
It's all about perfect effort.
Yeah.
It's not always going to go the way you want it, but as long as you put in your best effort for the day, we'll get it done.
Yeah. Well, and that shines through, Gene. So thank you so much for taking the time.
No, thank you. I appreciate
to come over to Winter Haven, and tell us all about what's going on. So if you're listening, you heard Gene, go to the website, and also make sure you buy your tickets for Sun and Fun and your parking pass.
April 9th through the 14th, so it's a Tuesday through Sunday.
Yes, so mark your calendars, buy your tickets. Not only is it just a fun time, like Gene said, I mean, we're ultimately supporting our community in the growth of new programming and all the things that are going on that we just talked about. So be sure to buy your tickets, share it on social media. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of marketing coming with Trace Adkins and Sarah Evans and all that fun stuff. So make sure you follow on social media. But thank you so much, Gene, for being on the podcast.
No, thank you. Appreciate your time.
We would like to welcome and thank Advent Health for sponsoring Season 8 of our podcast.
Hi, my name is Dr. Paul Williams. I'm a physician with Advent Health. I treat patients with a variety of breast disorders and offer screening services for those without breast problems. At Advent Health Medical Group Mammography at Davenport, patient care is our top priority. That's why our office now offers a new mammography experience using 3D Genius mammography exam and the Brevera breast biopsy system. They offer earlier detection and a faster, less invasive process to complete mammograms and breast biopsies. For more information or to schedule an appointment, please call 863-421-7276.
Be sure to tune in every week to It's Happening in the Haven, available on all your favorite podcasting platforms. To learn more about Winter Haven and the Chamber, visit winterhavenchamber.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. We hope you've learned a little bit about our community today and even more about the people who are shaping its future. After all, no true community exists without the people who form it. Winter Haven. Some call it a haven, we call it home.